Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It is Friday. BTN News listeners, welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 24th of February, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, you might remember the other day we were talking about YouTube and they're going to take away those 30-second ads that you couldn't skip. Not the same thing's going to happen over there at Facebook. I know you're thinking, well, ads? What? Facebook? Say what? Yeah, that's right. Facebook's going to start interrupting your on-demand video using a small set of partners who will actually earn 55% on ad revenue. Facebook, on the other hand, will keep the other 45%. Now, you have one side of this, which is most of us are thinking, yeah, just what we need. More ads, not looking forward to this. However, though, from a content producer's point of view, this could be something of a, shall we say, opportunity. All in all, it has to be said, in the end, it looks like Zuck is trying to do their own version of YouTube over there and maybe creating some Facebook stars in the process. You might remember last summer, Google introduced that phone prompts, you know, way of approving sign-in attempts protected by two-step verification. Well, those of you don't know, well, that's when users received a simple pop-up alerting them to a new sign-in. Well, it seems Google's ready to take that one step further. Now, they're adding more details about the associated time, location, and the hardware used. Also, wording has been changed somewhat. Before, you got prompts asking, is this you, and you say yes or no. Now, you just get that, no, it's just me, don't worry about it. Google's hoping with this little change and promising more changes in the future, it will help protect your privacy and distinguish from a friend or from a hacker. Ah yes, SD cards getting faster and faster. Now Sony's taking the prize for the fastest. Yes, they've announced the new FSG series SD cards, which, as you probably guessed by now, they're claiming they are the fastest SD cards on the planet. Now these new SD cards will come in 32, 64, and 128 gigabyte sizes, and are promising they can write up to 299 megabytes a second. I know, pretty damn fast, isn't it? I guess this all has to do with Sony's new custom firmware that they have. Apparently with Sony's algorithm, these cards are able to prevent the decrease of data writing speeds, and then of course help the camera take better pictures. Sony's also promising the SD cards will be waterproof, just like everything else nowadays, and incorporate anti-static capabilities. Strangely though, they're not really saying in this press release if it's like Sony working with Sony products, or if you can use this in, say, a non-Sony product. If that's the case, you might see a disclaimer saying, results may vary. We're only 8 days away from the Nintendo Switch. And myself, like a lot of you, are sitting there thinking, boy, I hope we have access to Nintendo's back catalog. Well, I'm sorry to say I've just ruined your Friday. Yes, it seems that Nintendo has confirmed that early adapters won't be able to dip into the game company's back catalog, stating that the Switch's virtual console service won't be there from day one. Another interesting thing that Nintendo has revealed is that from day one, yeah, right when you take the Switch out of the box, you're going to have to update it. Why? Well, if you want access to the eShop, yeah, that's why. Nintendo says, though, you won't have to really think about it. The update will download in the background so that you will be able to concentrate only on your gaming. Of course, this may vary depending on how fast your internet connection is. And finally, Apple AirPods. Did you manage to get your hands on one? Good for you. Are you disappointed, though, that still that it's the same old boring Apple wide headphones? Well, be disappointed no more. Because the folks over there at CoolAir, they're going to make your color dreams come true. Now, there has been a lot of things like, oh, you've got the jet black iPhone. Why can't we have jet black AirPods? Well, CoolAir's going 57 more beyond that. That's right, a total of 58 different colors. They can turn your Apple AirPods into pretty much whatever color you can dream of. And it's only going to set you back an extra $130. Say what? Yeah, that's right. If you want to turn those boring wide AirPods into something more colorful, you're going to need $130. Mind you, you just paid $160 for the things, bringing your grand total to $289. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website. Get on over there, check it out for yourself. Of course, our podcasts are there, our blog is over there, and of course, our review section too. While you're Googling around the British Tech Network, don't forget to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter as well. But one thing you gotta do is hang out with our BTN community in our Slack room. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news. news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday and a beautiful weekend. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.